Don't say it.
Yeah, I think it's because you're getting old.
I'm not old.
You're getting older is affecting my memory. So please stop.
I think it's the pandemic and we're just on overload because we're so tired of the bad news.
You know, the bad news is all where you want to read it. I'm not reading all that much bad news.
Oh, I've got to stop doom scrolling. I'm still doing it. But anyway, on a happy note, is this the Christmas show?
Yes.
Because I hear Santa.
Those are supposed to be jingle bells? They don't sound like bells. They sound like you have a handful of nuts or something.
No, they're jingle bells. I bought them at the Ali Akbar Khan School of Music in California when I was studying the art of kirtan with Jai Utal.
Let's not name drop anymore, shall we? Well, they're terrible jingle bells. They don't sound like bells.
They weren't supposed to be jingle bells. I had a whole bunch of them. There. How's that?
That's a little better, but it still just sounds like something jingling.
Well, it is. They're jingle bells. Anyway, enough. So this is the Christmas show.
I'm deeply unsatisfied by your jingle bells.
Well, that's all I got.
Your jingle bells are very disappointing.
My jingle bells are cool. They're awesome. They're the best bells in the planet. And they're
old. I disagree.
Anyway, I had to address
this.
No,
the first thing we need to talk about is Mariah Carey?
That's what I want to talk about because like the queen, the self-prescribed queen.
Self-prescribed? She's prescribing herself queenness now?
The self-described queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, and the culinary excellence that is American cuisine, McDonald's, have bonded together to bring us free merch for like several days of Christmas. And it's the Mariah Carey menu, folks.
If they're really bonding together, wouldn't I be eating Mariah Carey burgers?
Like, oh, that would
made
be
of
disgusting.
Mariah Carey?
No, why? She's so happy about this. Did you see this article?
I hear human is very good. Gross. Yes, you sent me the article. Of course I saw it. This is why I brought it up.
Oh, she has amazing memories with McDonald's over the years. When's the last time you ate McDonald's? Just curious.
It's been many, many years.
I know,
but
right?
I always jones for it.
Really?
Like constantly, yes.
Like, what's your go-to? What's your favorite menu item?
I don't really have a favorite menu item because I don't eat there, but I would just get I just want a burger.
Ew.
Did you just say ew to me?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you go to McDonald's, what are you supposed to get aside from a burger?
I just get their fries.
Ew. How's that feel? Right.
I know. It's terrible. And because that fish is kind of nasty. And the burgers, I'm not a huge fan of burgers. But this menu looked interesting. If I was a McDonald's eater, I probably would go with a minimum dollar purchase. You get all this free stuff. The first day, you get a free Big Mac.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, the first day is a Big Mac on 12/13. Then you can get, and like every day, there's like...
What is today? Today is the 10th?
10th, yes. Oh. So you can prepare. You can go on Monday. You order a dollar of something, and you get a free
fries.
Big Mac. Yeah, get some fries.
Or apple pie.
Get an apple pie, yeah. Get a cup of coffee. I don't know how much the coffee is. Yeah, I thought this was kind of a cute idea.
Of course, I think that would mean I'd have to download and install the app.
Correct. And then you can get a free beanie and a free t-shirt with Mariah Carey eating her favorite meal.
I guess what I need to start with is... Mariah Carey is a singer, right?
Correct.
Okay. Is she like super famous?
Oh my God.
Can you explain Mariah Carey to me and why this is important?
Well, she's a very famous singer. That's all I have.
That seems like a very shallow biography. I'm just wondering why this is an issue, why this is an article, why we're talking about it.
Well, because she did that Christmas song and it's become like a Christmas classic.
What Christmas song?
I don't know. It's a Christmas song. If I hear it, I know it. I don't follow her career. She's just famous. She's super famous. She's like right there with Beyonce famous.
So you just said Beyonce. I don't know exactly who that is.
You don't know who Beyonce is?
Another singer. But I don't know how they compare and whatever.
Oh my God. They're like superstars.
Oh. No, the only superstar in my mind when it comes to music is Enya.
Oh God, James, what planet are you on?
Hopefully not this one.
I know, right? I would go to Mars tomorrow if there was a one-way trip. But anyway, one way. Well, how can you come back?
Probably the same way you got there.
I think they're one-way trips. But anyway, this is a 12-day menu starting on the 13th. And not that I'm hawking
I don't care about the menu.
For McDonald's.
I'm more interested in who Mariah Carey is and Beyonce.
Oh my God. Is this,
I mean, how important are these people?
They're important.
Why?
Because she was in.
I can't think of a single.
Destiny's Child. Don't you remember Destiny's Child?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh my God.
That sounds like either a game or a movie.
Oh, for God's sake. We can't go on with this conversation.
Because I played Destiny. Destiny was an okay game for a while.
Oh my God.
It was good enough to last me until Halo 5 came out, and that was like 6 years ago.
Oh my God.
But then it got really tedious after a while. But then that's what I think of when you say Destiny's Child. I think, oh, is that like the update to Destiny? Seems like a good name for that. Destiny was followed up by Destiny 2. Wow, that's really a compelling name. Well, let's
She has a 5-octave vocal range.
Let's workshop that one for a while.
No.
Come up with a good name. No, I'm saying Destiny 2 was not workshopped very much. That's you know. It's like,
could have been Destiny's Child. But
Destiny 2.
But it could have been Destiny's Child if Beyonce hadn't co-opted that name, right?
I guess so.
Destiny 2.
But I'm saying that would have been a more interesting name than just Destiny 2.
Right. And I can't believe you don't know who Mariah Carey is. I'm just shook to my core.
I hear the name, but I can't associate a single song that she supposedly sings.
She has
sings,
that five vocal octave range.
I know Adele. Does that help? I don't even know what that means, nor do I care.
She can sing like 5 octaves.
Well, I can sing 6.
Can you? A cappella? Go.
Sure. I don't know. La, 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 la. There you go. You can't hear it because it's out of your normal range. I'm singing to the dogs right now.
Yes. Okay. Adele is amazing.
I know Adele.
Personally?
It's very early, Catherine.
Well, I already spilled coffee all over my baby Mac.
Okay. Pro tip. I can't believe I'm having to do this to an adult person.
Who said I was an adult?
Well, your memory loss would suggest that you're an adult.
Oh,
you
geez.
Should never have liquid on the same level as your computing device.
I know that. And I put it down.
No, I put it down.
I'm like, I need to not do this, but I had to do something else. And I didn't think it would happen. And it happened. It's always that way.
You know, when you have rules, you have them to stop you from doing the thing. Because when you don't think it's going to happen is when it's going to happen.
Right. Right. It happened. Well, it didn't quite encroach onto the Mac. I was being a little dramatic.
And you screamed like in agony.
I know, because I was afraid that it was like continue to, because my house is not level and shit just rolls
down.
You downhill.
Literally said that, oh my God, I just spilled coffee all over my baby Mac. Did it come into contact with your baby Mac?
No.
You are the worst witness in the world. I swear to God. I can't take anything you say as even remotely factual.
Oh, 1 week of jury duty and now you're critiquing
that has
my witness.
To do with, and it wasn't a whole week. It was just 3 days. But okay. It has nothing to do with it. You're, as a witness, I'm thinking of you just as a person who witnesses the world.
Right.
You're completely unreliable.
I could be, yes. I could
I've seen
be.
You driving too, so.
Oh, my driving is amazing.
Yes, it's amazing that you're still alive. Mariah Carey and Beyonce, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga. She's amazing.
Is she current enough?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know Madonna, but I guess I like a couple of her songs, but not that deeply.
I mean, she was talented for the time that she was performing in. No, I mean, really. I mean, she
music
was a groundbreaker.
Music is timeless. Music is timeless. Well, I don't think she was a groundbreaker.
I don't think she was.
What ground did she break?
Well, I'm wearing your underwear on the outside of your clothing. I don't know. But
yeah,
that
was new. Come on.
Yeah. No, I actually liked Madonna back in the day. I just think that there are a lot more interesting vocal performers. I mean, her voice was interesting, but vocally,
you know, I think that's one of the things I take away from modern music is that I think you can always find someone who's just as good, if not better, in your, like down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand how people get popular, or why they get popular, or why they think they're so important. I don't know. It's unlikely that I'll go to McDonald's because I've been wanting to go there for like 2 years and I still haven't gone.
I don't go. I know.
But I'll try to get some free merch. I don't know if that's going to happen though, because apparently you have to be the first one of 10,000. So
and
I expect that's going to get snapped up pretty quickly.
You think it's 10,000 per area or just 10,000 period?
It was not disclosed.
Oh, I see.
So I do not know. In the world, yeah, that's going to go pretty quick.
Well, you can launch your app now and then put countdown on your phone and then order the coffee and just start driving.
That's way more work than I can deal with.
For a beanie you'll never wear. Right.
Oh, is it the beanie? Well, the beanie is probably the only thing I want. I certainly didn't want that t-shirt with some woman. Oh, I guess that's Mariah Carey on it. Because I don't. Well, I guess it would be good to have because at least then I would know what she looks like.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful.
If you have that much money, it's hard not to be.
Right.
Because money can do a lot of things for you.
Can it, James?
A lot of Photoshop. That'll buy you a lot of Photoshopping.
And a lot of facial masks. And
a lot of facial reconstructive surgery. Just talk to Michael Jackson, you know.
No, you can't.
Well, no.
Whoops.
You go a little overboard and then it kills you.
Ooh.
It seems odd that these two things should come together because I guess I know both of them, McDonald's and Mariah Carey. I just don't have a lot of familiarity with them. So I'm confused when I see things like this. It seems like big news, but in my world, it just doesn't matter.
I just thought it was an interesting, funny little twerk on Christmas. Twerk? Did I just say that? I meant to say tweet. Where did that come from? I hate that word.
Crimes against the language.
I know. I speak one language very poorly, evidently. Mariah Carey, Big Macs. I won't be participating. But, you know, I could. It might be kind of fun. There's nothing on the menu that I would actually eat. So it would just
except
be
the fries. You said
except the fries. Yeah, the fries. I would probably eat the fries. So I could order fries and get the free Big Mac. And then what do you do with it? My folks are heart patients.
You don't have to get the Big Mac. Oh,
but it's
I think
free.
You do have to order. Do you think? Yeah, I think you have to order one of the signature items.
No, you just have to spend $1. It said.
No, I think there was also stipulation that you had to order the whatever item it is, but that changed. I think one of them was a baked good one day, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was a baked good. I know, I didn't, and I couldn't see the pictures were tiny in my iPhone.
So moving on, how is this a Christmas special so far? I mean, I guess this.
Well, because Mariah Carey is the queen. Yeah, she's the queen of Christmas.
I dispute that wildly. You know, Enya has Christmas songs. She's got like a whole Christmas album.
She does?
Pretty sure. I know she has a lot of Christmas songs.
Ah.
Christmas sort of adjacent.
It's like holiday songs?
She doesn't strike me as being a particularly religious person, or maybe spiritual, but not necessarily religious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about her.
Now, if Enya would team up with McDonald's, I would be there.
I don't think Enya would team up with McDonald's.
Probably not. That's the problem.
Well, let's hypothesize. My
world, the things in my world just don't seem to intersect with McDonald's.
Let's hypothesize. What would Enya team up with?
I think Enya is really good at standing alone.
Okay.
For better or worse.
Got it.
The other thing that could be Christmas present.
What?
Hint. Is this $800 Lego AT-AT?
Just
so you know, I've just triggered everyone who's under like 20 years old. By saying AT-AT.
Why is that?
That's a Star Wars thing. That's the big walker from Return of the Jedi. Battlefield Galactica.
Oh, Battlefield Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. It's not Battlestar Galactica. It's from Empire Strikes Back. Anyway, it's a big walker. It's like the tank that's like looks like an elephant. And they have a Lego kit, which is $800. It's one of the biggest, you know, big, huge, crazy Lego kit.
Right.
So, hint, get me one for Christmas. It's only $800. You can afford that, right?
Well, no, but there's 6,785 pieces.
Yes.
Don't you have a collection that like you could put them together? You should have that many already. Why don't you just do it?
I probably have that many, but you know, there are some specialty pieces in here. I don't have all the pieces to build this kit. Plus, I don't have the instructions. I could build part of it. I mean, I could build my own walker, but it's always fun to get the set and walk through the, you know, get mindlessly follow step by step. I wonder how many steps are in that.
I don't know.
Instructions.
But they said that this is hard to disassemble. Is that a word?
That was just such a Vice is such a load of crap. I mean, this is such a terrible article. They were the whole point of the article. Well, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to read the title.
Go, read it. Just give us the Lego scoop.
Lego fans claim $800 AT-AT is hard, if not impossible, to rebuild. So the reason this is complete nonsense is there's this one little piece buried deep inside this project where they have two pieces that slide together, and it's once they're together, they're kind of inside of a blind sleeve, one part. One tiny little part.
Mm-hmm.
On some further research, I actually saw the part and how it went together and how it can easily be taken, well, not easily, it can be taken apart by anyone with even a remote conception of how Legos work. So like anyone who understands Legos, If you can't take this thing apart, this little substructure apart,
okay,
you have no business building this kit in the first place. This is basically Vice's complete clickbait, and they did a whole article on it, which is really embarrassing.
It was a whole article.
It's not the first time I've embarrassed for Vice on the just absolutely terrible reporting.
Yeah, some of the stuff you read, I like their channel. But my question, okay, is if you go to the extremes to like brew your pot of coffee, get the directions, drop $800 initially before the coffee and the directions, you're getting all Legoed up, and you build this thing, why the hell would you want to take it apart? What's the point?
There are different areas of Lego, Legodom now. Okay. Legoland is kind of different now. Like, this kit is not really designed for a kid. This is designed for the adults in the room who, A, can afford it $800
right?
kit.
Yes.
And B, have the patience and acuity to actually assemble it.
Okay.
So these are going to be like more models that you assemble and then leave up for display. But in general, Lego is designed to be taken apart.
Oh, I did not know that.
No, well, that's the whole point. You buy the Lego kit, you assemble the Lego kit, then you take it apart, you throw it in your box of Legos, and you can just build whatever you want from there on out.
Oh. And so with this, there are parts that are not meant to be used for other than this model, and that's the...
No, I would disagree with that. You can reuse any Lego part. The stipulation in this article is like, well, you can't take it apart to build other things with it or rebuild it later because there's just one blind part that goes in and, you know, unless you're some kind of Lego genius, you can't get it back out. Well, yeah, I am a Lego genius, so I could get it back out. So shut up, Vice.
I'm a Lego genius. There you go. That's another one.
I am a fucking Lego genius.
I love it.
I'm going to go on record as saying that.
I'm going to make you a effing t-shirt. More of our non-existent merch. My mind is popping with ideas that we're never going to do.
Don't forget in the show notes, don't forget to pull that out. I'm a fucking Lego genius.
I am going to. This is such a festive show.
The best gift for Christmas is Legos. Oh my God.
Okay.
If they were consumable, I would eat them. If I could have sex with them, I would have sex with them. Legos are the best thing in the world.
That would hurt, but maybe that part.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I could.
Okay. Ew. Yeah. Well, don't kneel on one.
That will probably be some specialty parts for a future kit.
You couldn't get that off. That would suck.
No.
Oh. I'm sorry. Let's not go down that road.
Moving on. M.C. Escher.
M.C. Escher. Okay, let me
I don't know why this. I don't know why this is a Christmas-themed
Well, it's not.
Article.
It's not. We could just continue riffing on Christmas for a minute.
Did you see what I titled the last episode?
No, I did not.
I spent a lot of time trying to come up with an episode title.
Oh, did
and
you?
I couldn't come up with a good one, so I just pulled something out of the notes, which was, well, actually, I guess I massaged it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The title is Ravioli versus Christmas.
Love it!
Because you're a communist, and you would rather have ravioli than Christmas.
I would, and like the best thing happened here, this is the Christmas update, the best thing, like it rained in Phoenix last night.
Yeah.
And it rained hard, and the blow-up toys deflated, and aww, the snowman is like sideways on the roof, and it's amazing.
You are the Grinch.
I know. I loved it. I went out there this morning because, you know, I leave all my equipment in the car from our traveling studio. And so I had to go out at like 8:30 and get my shit out of the car. And I saw the snowman on the roof, and he was sideways. And I was so happy. It just made my day. I got all warm and fuzzy.
Man, you really just like to take the piss out of everything that's good in the world, don't you?
No, how is that good? A leering snowman? He's scaring the kids.
Scaring the kids. Do you have any kids in your neighborhood?
I don't think so. I never see anyone.
My mother-in-law is going to move out to Phoenix, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
And she keeps looking at the worst places to move.
Like where? My neighborhood?
Maryvale?
Oh, hell no. No.
I know. It's like, I didn't know Maryvale until she said, oh, I found this great house out there. And it's
no.
Like, that's really far out there. And the west side is just not really tenable. I do past 19th Avenue, I wouldn't go past 15th, but past 19th, it seems like it just drops off a ledge or a cliff,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, our neighborhood's nice, but...
I went out to look at the house that she was looking at, and it's the nicest house on the street by like 5 miles. It's just not the nicest neighborhood. There was a derelict car across the street.
Uh-huh.
And it was way too big for her. And it's 25 minutes from where we live. So it's like, what is the purpose of this?
Why can't she just buy the house next door?
Well, our neighbor is finally back.
Oh, darn it.
So we haven't talked to him about it yet because reasons.
Yeah.
But it's way too small for her. Oh. As I said, she wanted 1,800 square feet and it's only 1,000 square feet.
Oh, God. I wouldn't just go to Maryvale. You know, maybe Arrowhead, the Arrowhead area is nice if you go a little
further. I didn't
know
how bad it was until I saw it.
Oh,
and
no,
then
don't.
I realized, wow, this place is pretty crummy.
No, Northwest, like we're more Northwest, and the further north you go and a little bit west, I mean, it is nice. Our neighborhood was the furthest west neighborhood other than like Glendale Community College when we first moved here, when my parents first bought the house.
I hate to break the news to you, but none of it is good out there. The sprawl, once you get past downtown Phoenix, it's all just sprawl.
Oh, it
and
is
even
sprawl.
If it's, if,
it
even
is.
If it's nice sprawl, it's just, you know, if you like going to Home Depot and Applebee's and that's your whole world, you know, you'll do okay there. And if you don't mind traffic, that is awful.
Well, it's grid, yeah. But when we moved here across 43rd Avenue, it was just cotton fields. There were cotton fields all the way to Litchfield Park. There was nothing. And we could literally see, because it was so flat, you know, the buildings of Glendale Community College. It was like that flat. And
that's really interesting.
Yeah, it was that flat.
It just makes you sound older.
No, I mean, I was a little kid. We moved here. And it was just, but the sprawl instantly happened. But no, so, you're right. It's just sprawly here.
Do you want to talk about Escher? I don't think it's Christmas related, but it was interesting. I love Escher. This may be one of the reasons I was interested in art. When I started looking at his etchings in middle school or high school, I don't remember the first time I saw them, but there's something about this guy that just really speaks to me. It's so engaging for me. I can't even explain it. I can't verbalize why I love Escher so much.
I don't know if a lot of people can, but I love him too.
Okay, well, I guess we can move on then.
No, talk about it, because this was an interesting... I liked this article. Did you like the article?
I thought the article was pretty good, because it was just an overview. I hadn't really put him in context before.
Right.
The fact that he lived through the World War, and that he had a pretty unpleasant job of having to go to one of his Jewish friends' houses, who had been carted off in the middle of the night and died in the Holocaust. He went to his house to try to get whatever could be got before the Nazis came in and ransacked the place. And just to think about having to do that, you had to go to one of your friends' house because they're dead now, because the government came in and took them away, and just to try to save whatever work they had before it gets burned up and destroyed.
Right.
That's got to be a pretty depressing thing to do.
It just sounds awful.
It's a stupid article title, though. This is from The Guardian. The title is, "From Snubbing Mick Jagger to Explaining the Cosmos, The Secret Life of M.C. Escher and His Impossible Worlds." There was like one line about him not wanting to do a cover for Mick Jagger for the Beatles.
Right.
You're going to let that one stand?
Jagger and the Beatles. It's not the Beatles.
I know it's not the Beatles, and you just let it slide.
I didn't. Well, what am I supposed to say? I'm just letting you riff. It's a sub-brand.
Is it Mariah Carey? I don't know.
I don't know who the Beatles.
I think it was led by someone named Yoko Ono. Was the Beatles? Was that the Beatles?
Yes, that was.
That was they.
That was them. This is now. Go on.
Or was that the Rolling Stones? I can't keep all these. Or Bob Dylan was with the Rolling Stones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've seen all of those people in concert except the Beatles.
You know what? I hope I have accomplished by that screed of incomprehensible nonsense. You know, misattributing the wrong people to the wrong bands. I hope someone has destroyed their phone out of frustration.
Well, that they'll destroy their phone. I mean, they destroyed it when we jingled the bells, but go ahead.
Well, if you had bells to jingle, I would have been interested to hear them, but I don't know what that was. I think you got sold fake bells.
No, they're beautiful. From here, it sounds perfect.
Well, across the great divide, across the great digital divide that we have, I'm not hearing. It feels like you have seeds in a bucket or something.
No, they're brass bells.
I'm going to have to go and find online some free jingle bells and put that in to show you or make you hear what it sounds like. Real jingle bells. Anyway,
going on.
Christmas. What do we got for Christmas? Christmas.
Got nothing. I wanted to be here and gone. I'm planning one more trip to Costco, and I hope I don't get yelled at again. You know, that's
it. Well, you're armed for that now, aren't you?
No, I'm not armed for that. I told you what happened, right?
You should just get a spray bottle of water and spray people who are mean to you.
Well, I mean, I know you think my driving sucks, but I don't, and I also know, like...
You're not driving in Costco, are you?
No,
you're supposed to leave the car outside.
I just had the cart, and there was this, like, unmasked
cart.
My cart. Yeah, okay. C-A-R-T. Did I say car? No, my cart.
It sounded like car.
No, my cart. And I
was
going,
just driving my car through Costco, and this guy started yelling at me.
I would have loved to have had my car in Costco when he started yelling at me. And I don't like to engage with people. I don't even look at people when I walk through these aisles. And I've always been like that pre-COVID. It doesn't matter. I'm just not that interactive when it comes to people I don't know in crowds. So I'm pushing my flipping cart down the main aisle. And this unmasked, you know, a-hole comes barreling at me with one of those flat things, and not the regular
flat cart.
Yeah, it was like the flat cart. And it's and he's got so much crap on it that's like careening back and forth. And so he's careening, and I'm just like watching this, and he comes right at the tip of my cart, almost hits me, and then screams at me, "Pick a lane, bitch." It triggered me. And he stood kind of like wheeled it away. And I turned around and just yelled, "Shut the fuck up." Like, I've never done that in a store. And I was ready to be on YouTube with someone taping it. But,
ugh, no one
you
cares.
Know, no one cared. And I just kept walking. But I just, I don't even want to go back to Costco. That was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Maybe you should get a body cam so you can record your engagements.
I don't want to record. Oh, a body cam. Could you imagine? It's not that deep, James. All I wanted was some friggin' half and half. I mean, was it that? Did he have to yell at me? My God, what has happened to humanity?
There have always been bullies. There always will be bullies.
But what is it, you know? So anyway, that's my Costco story. And that's not a, you know, they didn't, like the aisle of Christmas stuff was rather minimal.
Anemic?
It was anemic. And I did find the butter cookies that my father wanted. So Merry Christmas to that. I was happy about that.
So you got the half and half and the butter cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not good for your cholesterol.
No. I take some out and then I freeze the rest because he would go through that whole 5 pounds.
You freeze the cookies?
Yes. I hide them. Because you got to around here. These people are vicious. They do nothing all day but watch Netflix and eat cookies.
That doesn't sound like a bad life. Well, I think I'd want to go ride a bike every once in a while.
Speaking of bikes, I want a bike. Let's talk Christmas. Because like my favorite Christmas present was
my
bike.
You want to buy me a bike?
No, I want to buy me a bike. But my favorite, this is a riff. What was your favorite Christmas present ever?
I know I just ranted about how I love Legos, but the first thing that pops in my head is Playmobil. Playmobil, when I was young, those kits were so amazing.
They were.
There's this big pirate boat I had got at one point, which I'm sure in my memory is much bigger than it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
Playmobil was just a great set. And that's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's sweet. Mine was my bike that I fell into the Christmas tree with. I'd mentioned that in one podcast ages ago, but it had like a banana boat. Remember those banana seats?
And boat.
Yeah, the banana boat seats.
It was a banana seat.
Banana seat.
And no boats on the bicycle.
Okay. And it had a little white basket with daisies, like plastic daisies around the basket. And right. I loved that bike. And in the basket, that's where my parents put the Raggedy Ann doll. I couldn't find her. I don't know where she is. I hope she didn't leave.
Well, that was a long time ago. You know, you can't expect it. Do you hold everything you've ever owned?
I have a box of like childhood stuff.
Well, I have my Legos. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to find Raggedy, though. She was cool. I took her to college, too.
And I did find my Dungeons & Dragons dice set.
Ooh. I never played that.
Well, it's because you're normal.
Because I'm normal? I would doubt that.
And worse, you're a girl.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that was my favorite Christmas gift. So moving on now to buy myself a Christmas present, because we decided we're not buying presents because we don't need anything. You haven't seen my house, but it's loaded. It's probably like a hoarder house in Maryvale, except I don't live in Maryvale and I refuse to be labeled as a hoarder, but it's getting bad. But I would like a bike. So should I get like, but I want it to be kind of quirky and get like one of those 3-wheel bikes, like a big adult tricycle. Would that just be like ridiculous?
Define ridiculous. You can't ask me what ridiculous is.
Because they're like beachy. Because they're like, I want like big handlebars and like just like this beachy scene with like a 3-wheeler. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, that's their the 3-wheelers generally look like that.
Yeah, I just love them.
Well, actually, let's be clear. There are two types of 3-wheeled bicycles.
Okay.
They are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
The ones you're thinking of are pretty chill. They're usually a single speed, one speed.
Oh.
Sometimes, I don't know if they have coaster brakes or what kind of brakes they have, but you ride them and, you know, you put the cooler on the back, you fill it with your beer, and you go down to the beach or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the opposite end, you have the competitive three-wheelers where you have two wheels in front and the one wheel in back. And these, you don't really sit on. You lie down in. You are as flat as possible. You're like lying down on the ground. So
it's
you're as aerodynamic as possible. Yes.
It's a luge. It's a luge of the bicycle world.
They're expensive. They're
I'm not interested in that.
Weird, but they're also awesome. No, I'm just saying that you got to be careful because there, when you say three-wheelers, you could be either end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I want the chill one where you can put like a little picnic basket in the back and just...
Well, get on Craigslist and, you know, I don't know how you're going to put it in your car. I guess you can just tow it.
I could ride it home.
Right. 30-mile ride across Phoenix. I can see you doing that.
In 120-degree heat.
Well,
and there's no
exactly
beach here.
Degrees right now.
No, it's not. It's not.
Go out to the desert. It's all. It's nothing but beach.
That's a good point.
Not really.
Not really. Anyway, any other Christmas stuff you got for me?
So you want a bike. Like I said, Craigslist. I mean, you can try to get a new one, but it's probably easier to get it on Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any Christmas desires. I guess maybe Xbox Series X, which, as it turns out, unavailable at the moment.
Oh, really?
Right. It's supposed to be a $500 console. The only place I can see it that you can actually buy it is like Amazon Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And they're going for $1,000
now. Wow. Is it a supply chain thing or what is this? Is this supply chain thing just another code word for inflation?
No. It could be supply chain, but it also could be that Microsoft isn't always that efficient at making stuff.
I see.
Because there's a Series S and a Series X, and the S is completely available. I can get that, no problem. But the X is not available. So why is one available and the other not? Probably because Microsoft messed up.
And how are they so different? Is it just...
You'd have to be a gamer to understand the difference.
Yeah, I'm not a gamer.
They're pretty minimal. One is $300. The other is $500.
Oh.
One is bigger, one is smaller, blah, blah. You know, one is a little bit more powerful than the other, and one is black and one is white. So there's that.
Okay, I just didn't know if it was that big of a deal, but...
It depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
You nerd out on that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that level of nerd. I'm nerd light.
Oh, no, not even remotely. You barely understand your computer.
I know, right? I know. Oh, my phone stopped working yesterday.
Thank God.
All of a sudden, I had this gray screen, and people were calling me, and I couldn't hear them. Nothing responded. I had to get on my iMac and... search for like what happens when your phone stops because I couldn't even call Apple.
Did you restart it?
I couldn't. It wouldn't let me restart it. I had to press, okay, if this happens to anyone, you have to press the up volume quickly, press the down volume quickly, and then press the right button, and then it'll power off. But it wouldn't do it, James. I was in this gray screen of death.
Well, good.
It was horrible. I've never had that happen.
You and your phone have an unhealthy relationship, so the less time you spend on it, the better.
Right, I know.
Well, I feel like this was a very disappointing Christmas episode. I don't feel like it was very Christmassy at all.
Well, I tried. You just didn't like my bells.
Are you cooking beans in the background or something? Sounds like you're pouring beans into a pot.
No, Santa's leaving because he's disappointed.
You need to up your bell game.
This is as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets. Anyway, folks, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, we didn't talk about the war on Christmas, but oh well.
There is no... You mean where people are replacing Jesus Christ with AR-15s?
Yes, where they're saying like Santa send ammo with their kids and like pictures. I think that's disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know if they read the book that comes along with that religion.
Mm-hmm.
It goes along the lines of the meek shall inherit the earth.
Right.
After all you people with the AR-15s shoot each other.
I just want to hole up in my house.
And go to hell because you've now killed people, which is, I believe, a sin.
Yes, if only. Anyway, on that happy note.
Go straight to hell.
Go straight to hell, folks. Merry Christmas.
Hey, not our folks.
Oh, not our folks. Oh, sorry. Cut that out. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, we're not hellbound today. We're just going.
I'm ending their recording now.
Okay, bye.